Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Anthony and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the book of Romans. It reads this: Brothers and sisters, I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. For Jews first, and then Greek. For in it is revealed the righteousness of God from faith to faith, as it is written, the one who is righteous by faith will live. The wrath of God is indeed being revealed from heaven against every impiety and wickedness of those who suppress the truth by their wickedness. For what can be known about God is evident to them, because God made it evident to them. Ever since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes of eternal power and divinity have been able to be understood and perceived in what he has made. As a result, they have no excuse, for although they know God, they did not accord him glory as God or give him thanks. Instead, they became vain in their reasoning, and their senseless minds were darkened. While claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for the likeness of an image of a mortal man, or of birds, or of four-legged animals, or of snakes. Therefore, God handed them over to impurity through their lust of their hearts for the mutual degradation of their bodies. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and revered and worshipped the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. It is a pretty tough one to hear sometimes, but it's true. It's a really good thing for us to remember. Sometimes we have people like this in our lives who have had an opportunity to experience God, who have heard it all. Maybe they went to Catholic school their whole life, raised in the church, and they've just made a decision to say, like, no, I just don't want to do this. And I think that sometimes can be a thing that we are like, how could someone feel that way about our God? How could someone say, I hear you, I see you, I know you, but I just choose not to like love you. I choose to just do my own thing. I think we always assume that they just don't have this like certain level of understanding, which in some cases is true. But I think instead of trying to focus on how other people aren't living this, I want us to take some time to reflect on the ways that we don't choose this either. In the gospel today, Jesus is speaking to the Pharisees. So what we just read from Romans, but in the gospel today, it says the Pharisees were amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. And the Lord said to him, O you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil, you fools. Did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you. He says, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, inside you are filled with evil and plunder. Plunder and evil, excuse me. The Lord does a good job of calling us out also sometimes. And I know this is an area where I'm learning that, wow, I struggle with so much sometimes that even me as a missionary, someone who is claiming to be like a professional minister, that I so frequently fall into the same thing where I can look and say, like, God is good, God has done this, God is all powerful. Like it says, the fact that we are created and the fact that creation exists is evidence enough of his goodness and his might and his power. And sometimes I look at that and just say, I don't want to. I don't want to follow. I want to do something different. And that's the whole root of sin, the prodigal son story. Father, you've done all this for me. You're so good. I want my inheritance now and I'm out of here. I see what's happening, but I still want to make an intentional choice to say no. And sometimes we all do that. Sometimes we all do that. And I think the part that Jesus is speaking to the Pharisees in the gospel reading is like, you're trying to do the right things. You you're trying really hard, but the inside of you is not living the truth. You're dirty and filthy on the inside while you're trying to keep a clean outside. See, Jesus sees the heart. And the big part of this process for me in the last X amount of months is saying, there's parts of my life that I still don't feel like I've given God all the glory. And instead of being ashamed of that, how do I say, okay, God, I need to understand what you're saying and what you're doing because I do want to follow you. Let's be humble today and say, God, sometimes I just don't do it right. Help me to do it right and be like you on the inside and the outside. This has been a scripture reflection on the book of Romans. Again, my name is Anthony. We hope to see you at Damascus soon. God bless. Bye.